Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Well, I think that's a little bit of getting to know particular players. So for some guys I've been around, it's, hey, well, let's just get him a couple completions on quick game. Let's go to quick game and get the ball out of his hands quick. And you know, I don't know that that's the answer necessarily for Caleb. I have some thoughts on that. But I do think he settled down once we got through a few of those missed ones. And he ended up making some big ones for us as well.
Can I kick it? I mean, that sort of sums up Caleb Williams' year, or maybe even his very brief NFL career so far, that you want him to do better things, but oh boy, there's some special things that you see too. I've been seeing that from Caleb Williams since he stepped on the training camp fields at Hallis Hall. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, that's what's going on, because you can do elite stuff. We welcome you back into Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Layla has the day off. We're going to talk Caleb Williams here momentarily. But first, I want to tell you to join The Score this Friday at The Wall in Gurney Mills Mall, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue, Olin Cruz. James Big Cat Williams and myself, is that grammatically correct? We'll host our pregame show there from 11 to 2, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening at The Wall in Gurney Mills Mall starting at 11 a.m. this Friday.
What you were looking for was "and I." And the, the quick fix on that is just to take James Cat Williams out of that.
Right.
You want to take the Big Cat out.
Uh-huh.
But if you take that out, myself doesn't work.
It doesn't.
I works.
See, I mean, so, but I recognize that in real time as I'm reading this. I probably should have proofread, but yeah, myself does not. I want to always be, I grew up in a household.
Tell me.
With parents, well, mostly my mother, who still to this day, now she does it to her grandkids, corrects every single time we mess up grammar. She corrects us still to this day.
Both of my dad's parents were teachers, and for a time, my father was a teacher, so you already know what time it is.
You know what time. My parents, both teachers. So.
But now I'm grown, and I can do what I want.
Right, right. Yeah, you can say myself. That's right. That's right, Ma. What do you think of me now, Ma? Croots, Big Cat, and myself. What do you think about that? Can't correct me
ain't
now.
Ain't nobody stopping us. And yes, ain't is a word. Mom,
I
Dad.
I learned it from you, Ma.
You know how I know it's a word? Because it's in the dictionary.
I learned good grammar. Oh, my goodness. Good and well. That was the big, like, that's the basic.
Yeah, well
right.
is an adverb, good
right.
is an adjective.
Right, right.
And good so can also be a noun, too.
So typically drives
for the greater
me crazy.
Good. That's why we're here.
I am not 100%, but I try to be at like a B to B plus average on grammar. I try.
I'm an A plus grammar guy, except for I will always be grammatically incorrect because I can, not because I don't know the difference. I just, whatever.
Oh, man. It's just the way you speak. It is. Caleb Williams in the game against the Steelers was 19 of 35, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns, did not turn the ball over. And as everybody is sort of indicating, it was an up and down day for Caleb Williams. Certainly the strip sack in the third quarter was about as bad as a moment as it gets for Caleb Williams in his career with the Bears. A couple of overthrows. Nice moment. As well, obviously, the touchdown throws to DJ Moore, Colston Loveland leading the 11-play 70-yard drive. But here we are again, Marshall, with just sort of this pile of plays by Caleb Williams where you can't quite make a conclusion on how good he is at this point. What did you think about his performance against the Steelers?
So one of the things that we've used to describe Caleb's play is that you see flashes, right? You see flashes of greatness, flashes of arm talent, flashes of wow, right? Well, now you've hired the electrician, Ben Johnson, to come over to your house. Why is that light flickering? Why is it just flashing? Why can't I get a steady light shining?
Like that analogy.
And Ben Johnson's job now is to fix the wiring and to make sure we have a steady, bright light. Because nobody likes a porch light that's flickering on and off, right?
Yeah, you want a
strong light so that you can see if somebody's coming up behind you doing something when you're trying to get back in the house, right? You can see the criminals trying to attack your home front. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic there, but you get the point. So now Ben Johnson, he's in there dealing with the wiring, but it's almost like someone just put the Christmas lights up. And now the lights are out from time to time, but you got to find out which of those bulbs, and that could be a time-consuming process that's causing the whole thing to go out at once. So now we just have to be patient and let Ben Johnson do what Ben Johnson does, and hopefully the wiring can come straight. And I think this process has been an impatient one for all of us because we live in a give-it-to-me-now society. We do not like to be patient. But I think we just have to take a step back and understand this. They're winning. If they were losing, this problem would be talked about so much more, the inconsistency and the flash, 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 as opposed to the strong, steady light. Just be thankful that we're winning and we're not overwhelmed with, well, Caleb's not doing well enough. Caleb's not doing well enough. He's doing, you know what? Good enough for now. That's what's happening. And I'm very optimistic that Ben Johnson will raise his bar. Now, will he raise it to he's the best quarterback in the league? I don't know. But I think he can get it higher than where it is right now.
It's a delicate spot right now because we've talked about this. The fact that it's about making your quarterback better, developing your quarterback, seeing a jump from your quarterback while paying attention to game plans that get you to win because it is winning time. Maybe even at the cost of Caleb at times. Because you're in an area now where you do whatever the hell you have to do to win games. If it means simplifying, whatever the case may be. So all of a sudden, I'm not saying like the development is all of a sudden stunted for Caleb Williams, but heck, I mean, I listen to promos of me on the Take the North podcast that get played all the time saying the most important thing that the Bears can know about this year is that they have a quarterback that is going to be sustainable for years to come. It's switched now. 11 games in, it's about getting to the playoffs and winning in the playoffs more than anything at this moment.
I think the overlap on the Venn diagram of winning now versus Caleb's development is a lot more than what you're giving it credit for right now. I don't think it's pick one or the other. Do you think Caleb Williams' development has suffered as they've gone 8-3 to start the season?
No, I don't, but I do
exactly.
think, but there's probably things that we don't know or jumps that he may not make this year or things that they may not do this year based on being a winning team.
But based on you saying that, you don't know. That's my point.
I don't know.
If there's no glaring, well, this is obviously Caleb's not developing the way that he should,
right,
then we would see it. The fact that we don't see it, that tells me that both things can be true. Winning is the priority, and so is Caleb's development. They go hand in hand. And I think Ben Johnson has done a great job through 11 games of having the first place Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams' development in line.
Well, and they've all had to realign because I know that, of course, every coach expects to win at the beginning of the season. I don't think the Bears expected to be 8-3. I don't think Ben Johnson thought the Bears would be 8-3. I don't think Ryan Poles thought the Bears were going to be 8-3. I don't think George McCaskey or Kevin, you want me to just keep naming people? I don't think any of them expected the Bears to.
I thought you were going to say my name. But
it's, you know, I didn't. I mean, 8-9 over
what
here.
What about Danks?
Well, don't worry about Danks. Don't worry about him. Actually, I think Danks did pick the Bears to be 8-3 at this point. That is an absolute fact.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
312-644-6767 is the number on Rahimi Harris and Grody. I see the text flying in. We'll read some of those here in a second as well.
Oh, they're texting?
Oh, yeah, they are. It seems that you might have messed up. I think that so Marshall,
did I hear you wrong? Is that what it was?
I think you might have messed up the grammar earlier.
I guess I heard you wrong. I thought you were saying
big. No, it's okay, because it's a no, Marshall. It isn't join I, it's join me.
Yeah, oh, I didn't hear the join part. I just heard you say
it's okay.
You and Big Cat were going to be at the wall. That's what I heard. He's right. If you said join me, then
join me.
That's absolutely right.
It's like Olin Krutz and myself.
Shows you how much I was paying attention. I caught you in mid-sentence when you said, oh, is that right? I was like, well, based on what I heard, which is the last thing you said, that's my fault. I should have listened from the beginning, Brody.
What I've told you, what I tell you every day, and I've said this to you many, I wish you would listen to me. I just wish you would take me more seriously.
Well, the line, I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but it's the line is Olin Krutz, Big Cat, and I will host every game. That's what it should be.
Okay,
that was it.
That's what I was saying.
That's what it should be.
Oh, I thought he was saying join Olin Krutz, Big Cat, and me.
No, it should be Olin Krutz. Okay, here we go. This is ridiculous. We're doing Olin Krutz,
you,
James
Ray.
Big Cat Williams, and me.
Will host. There's more to the sentence. Will host.
Our pregame show there from 11
that's
to 2.
That should be I.
You
that
guys are wrong.
I
this
will
Friday,
host. Yeah, you're right,
the score joined
host.
The wall. James Williams, Big Cat, Krutz, Olin. No, okay.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to what Kurt Warner had to say about to get us out of this grammatical conundrum?
Oh, no, I'm right. I'm good now. Now that I've seen the copy, I know I'm right.
Okay. So what is it?
It should be and I.
Okay.
Not myself.
Olin Krutz, James
because you
McKinley.
Will host our pregame coverage.
All right. All right, that's enough. Let's listen to what Kurt Warner had to say about Caleb Williams and his performance this past Sunday against the Steelers.
I think I've been seeing that since week one is, you know, that battle that it seems like he's facing to do more of what Ben wants him to do in the pocket and, you know, playing the game more conventionally first and then reactionary second. So I've been seeing that in that battle, you know, and I say a battle because, you know, there are times that it just doesn't look comfortable. It looks like he's fighting himself to stay there and to work through things. Yesterday, I didn't think it was a great offense performance. I thought he was great in the red zone, Ben did a great job of designing and getting his first read open, and he made some really good throws in the red zone. I thought overall it wasn't a really good game. I thought his eyes were in the wrong spot a lot of times. And that was one of the issues I had with Caleb last year is, and again, we have to take this in stages and depth, that last year was all pure progression type stuff. And that's hard for me to understand because when I know something's not going to be open, I get off of that and I get to the next thing. And there were a lot of times last year where I thought his eyes were stuck and started in the wrong spot. Could have been because of the offense. I think Ben has done much better job in designing things and getting him started in the right spot. And I felt like in this game, there were just times based on the concepts that I saw that I couldn't figure out why his eyes were starting in a certain spot. And so that concerned me a little bit yesterday because I hadn't necessarily seen that or thought that was a theme in many games this year. But again, we've talked about it for a couple weeks. What I love is that it wasn't a great offense performance. He didn't play great. You talked about the errant passes at times and just being off a little bit, whether it was eyes, whether it was throws, whatever. And they still put up 31 points and they still win a football game. You know, like that to me is like, okay, all right, we're still doing a lot of things right, and we're still, you know, figuring this out, and we've got a long way to go. But once again, we're finding a way to win, and we're finding a way to make the critical plays that we need to make to win football games. And that was probably my biggest takeaway from yesterday.
I think that was pretty good breakdown from Kurt Warner, who was on Spiegel and Holmes yesterday with Anthony Herron filling in.
And I like that he's saying positive things about Caleb, but also keeping it very real about what he's seeing as a former quarterback about his eyes being in the wrong spot. And now he's wondering, is that a theme that I wasn't picking up on before? Is this just a one-off? And I think these are the ups and downs of a season of a second-year quarterback in a first year in a system with a new head coach and play caller in Ben Johnson. And I'm here for it. And I'm good with where Caleb is as far as the development. I just want to hammer that home because I know people sometimes, oh, you guys are being critical. They're 8-3. I'm just like, no. But the important thing is the development. I also agree with one of the texters.
Yeah.
One of the texters hits us up and says, 847, it was never about knowing Caleb is the guy this year. If anyone deserves at least 2 years with Ben Johnson, it's the number one overall, and then he used a bad word, draft pick. I agree with him completely. I'm not even saying that he has to be a finished product by the end of this year.
No, nobody's saying
that. I'm more
of
a year three guy. I give 3 good years to a quarterback to find out what he is.
You better know something, though.
But we, exactly.
You can't not be the guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I agree a little bit with that text, but not completely.
You can
it's
find
a lot
out,
about Caleb still.
Mark, you can find out in 1 year if somebody is not the guy. You can do that.
Right. So that, you can do that. That part has to at least be eliminated.
Because
I
think most people are in my corner when I talk about my faith in Ben Johnson as a play caller, as a guy who can have an offense functioning at a very high level. And I think with the 31 points that they were able to score with Caleb Williams not being Superman out there, it goes to show you how much meat is left on the proverbial bone. I'm going to do this. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to get that old question, and it gives you like 5 options. There's several things. There's bacon, there's toast, and there's chicken wings.
What?
And on these 5 options, like, how do you like yours? And it's like the very lightly toasted all the way to the black toast, right? There's like 5 options. The bacon, it's like the very light bacon. And then some people like their bacon basically burnt. And then with the wings, there's barely any meat off the bone. And then there's the gristle is gone. Like, there's nothing but a bone left. Like, the ends are gone if it's a drumette. And like, I just want to know how much meat do we think we're leaving on the bone? I'm just going to post that picture and you can pick A, B, C, D, or E. And that's what we're going to do.
Whenever you go into those deep analogies, I get lost.
I know you
and
do.
Then I forget what we were talking about.
We're talking about Caleb Williams and his development.
Oh,
how
yeah.
about that?
How do you want your chicken wings? 312-644.
Grody's just hungry now.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I would have it no other way, though, Marshall. I just want to say. I want to push back a little bit against what I hear. I can't really pinpoint. I've probably heard it on the station here and probably in town and in writing and in every way, shape, or form. The people who are saying on microphones that let's stop being so hypercritical of Caleb Williams. Let's stop with every single play. Let's stop making conclusions. Let's stop coming in here and breaking down. No. I think that, of course, you have to be completely hypercritical of the most important person in the Bears franchise on the weekly.
You say hypercritical.
That could be good or bad.
Like
we're doing what, 2 segments on Caleb Williams today?
3 if you count Tim.
Well, see. Okay.
Or no, that is the second.
That
segment.
Is the second. That's what
bad,
I thought. I was
bad.
Like, wait a minute, what did I miss in the pre-show?
Yeah.
So it is all about him. And I understand, like, people get afraid, and there's like this avalanche of critiques, and it all gets like it goes in a million different directions. But it should go in a million different directions because he's the damn quarterback of the Bears, because he was a number one overall pick, because the Bears have not had a quarterback in their franchise's history that has been sustainable. So every day, yes, it should be talked about, and he should be number one with a bullet after every single game.
When I say the hypercritical part, I just mean like picking apart every play. Bad plays happen.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's more of a how many of these plays are positive versus the, like, so the strip sack is an excellent example, right? For the touchdown, bad play. It's a bad play. But that play did not define that game. It could have, but he made enough good plays to overcome the bad play.
There's no doubt about it. Like I talked about the long drive, on which there was a sweet 22-yard throw to Roma Dunze. I talked about the DJ throw, the Colston Loveland touchdown. So, and then I have the other side too, where we talked about the strip sack. You had in the second quarter a pair of overthrows, one to Odunze, one to Burden, and then the delay of game. I mean, that's on him, right? That fourth quarter delay of game, that's Caleb, right?
It's absolutely on him.
Yeah, yes. So that's not good.
So those are bad plays that happen, right. And that's fine.
But there's like, it's 5-5, like, and it's worth like going through some of those.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want one play to be like, oh, there it is, I told you. Like, come on, man.
Your point is salient that, yes, there's always going to be in games, like there's going to be a guy that is left open, right? I mean, it's going to happen, but it does, as long as those moments don't stack, then you're in pretty good shape. When we return, let's keep the Bears talk. We'll ask Emma.
I like Bears.
Why don't we ask Emma about the Bears? We'll talk to Bears. We'll talk to him about Caleb Williams a little bit. You love Take the North. I love when you go TTN. We'll talk to Emma about that. Plus, guess what? Guess what Emma did? He wrote about Ryan Poles. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday.
I'm going to read that in the break then, because I definitely have not seen that yet.
Okay, well, give it a read. Give it a quick read. And it is in support of Ryan Poles, and that's starting to break through.
He's a Ryan Poles truther?
He is a Ryan Poles truther. He's a huge Ryan Poles fan. We'll let Chris Emma speak for himself. How about we do that? Chris Emma coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.